For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. Man, June 14th, happy Friday morning. I pray you're doing great today. I pray you're having your faith start to build a little bit by listening to these morning broadcasts, and especially as we're starting to talk about our topic that I'll be sharing tomorrow night at our Determined Women's Conference. Please come. Doors will open at 5:30. Our daughter will share with girls from 12 to 18 at 6 o'clock. That'll go till 7. Women of all ages will come for 7 o'clock. And we will begin. Our band's ready. We've got some incredible songs ready. And I'll be sharing this message called Determined. I believe this is really a download from God. As you have, I have been watching society. I've also been watching our personal lives. And it doesn't take too long to make you realize you will have to be determined to get the job done. However, it isn't you. It's you, yes, obeying, but it's really the Holy Spirit within you. God Himself stirring you, equipping you, guiding you, encouraging you, pulling you up, forging you ahead, cheerleading you on, comforting you. Come on. You're not doing this on your own, lest you forget. I had a brutal lesson in my life, but I'm thankful for it. From 1992 to 95, one of the hardest times, but yet one of the best times in my life, when I utterly broke from works of the flesh. And God rebuilt me by His Spirit. And I really understand Galatians when Paul said, "You fool, what was started in the Spirit, you're not going to fulfill in the flesh." And I learned it just in the hardest but the best of ways, because I got born again at 20 years old on a college campus at Ohio State University. That was started in the Spirit of God. I was not going to fulfill the call on my life, and neither will you, by doing it in the flesh. So everything we do is by the Spirit of God. It's in Him we live and move and have our being. Isn't that true? So you're going to have to be determined, though, to continue on and to finish. There's something in your heart stirring even as I speak. I can feel it by the Spirit of God. And you're saying, "Will I ever really do that for God?" Yes. But please, no, you will have to be determined. Well, Philippians 3:10, out of the Amplified, Paul says, "My determined purpose is to know Him." My brethren, I will go through 4 determined areas, but first and foremost will be this one. Because at the end of a day, this cry of, "I need to know you, God," will be what you will launch from and what you will always come back to as you're pressing on in your journey. What do you say, God? How do you feel about it? God, I need to know you. I need to hear you. I need you in my life. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night for our Determined Women's Conference. Please come. It's free. Just come. We will love on you. I believe you. It will be life-changing. Thank you for joining me all week on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.